through much of the most recent American conflict, that the war in Iraq. We spoke with Imam Sayed Mustafa al-Qazwini to find out about what Iraqi Americans were thinking, about at least some of them, and what they were doing. He's imam at the Islamic Education Center of Orange County in Irvine, California. 3 weeks ago, he went to Iraq for the first time in 24 years to attend a meeting of prominent Iraqis with Donald Rumsfeld in Baghdad. Today, he's here in Washington. He joins us now in Studio 3A, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Good of you to stop by.
Very glad to be with you, Neil.
A great deal has happened since the last time we spoke. For example, your father returned after the fall of Baghdad to Iraq for the first time on April 14th after years in exile. How long had it been?
It was about 32 years. Half of them were spent here in Southern California and the rest elsewhere in the Middle East.
If you haven't glanced out the window, we're hardly in sunny Southern California, but rather rainy and drippy Washington, D.C. One of his goals, though, was to find out the fate of family members who were imprisoned when you and your family fled to Iraq. I think this is not unusual for a lot of Iraqi families now. What did your father find?
Well, he went to inquire about their fate. Of course, we knew that almost all of them are dead by now. We could not get, unfortunately, until this moment, any confirmation about the whereabouts of their graves or their remains. But the only confirmation we received that they were all of them, which were about 15 men, were killed, and or some of them were executed, and some of them had natural death in the prison of Saddam Hussein, including my grandfather. When he was arrested, he was 80 years old.
Your grandfather was a famous man.
He was a prominent religious leader and scholar in the city of Karbala. At the age of 80, they came to his house after midnight on April 8th, 1980, that is 23 years ago. They arrested him. They took him to the infamous prison of Abu Ghraib in the suburbs of Baghdad. And until 1982, we had some news about his fate and his condition. But since 82, we did not get any new news about him. And therefore, now we face this grim reality that he died in the prison.
Has there been any way to find his grave?
We are trying, of course. One of the hopes that we have is that the American troops in Iraq, they have all the records and the files of all the prisoners in that particular prison. They have them, but yet I have to go myself to search and investigate. I think it takes a few days to find out the whereabouts of his grave.
We're speaking with Imam Sayed Mustafa al-Qazwini, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So what was Iraq like when you arrived there?
We spent a few days in Iraq, of course. It was not a very secure place to stay there. People mostly were complaining about insecurity, about lack of food, lack of public services such as transportation, health, education, and the rest of that. But of course, it was a big opportunity for me and a wonderful time for me to go back after 24 years to meet some of my relatives who I did not get any chance to see them through the 24 years. Some of them, they even could not recognize me when they saw me. I could not recognize them. And we spent some good time there discussing. We met many American military and civil leaders in Iraq. We discussed the future of Iraq. We spent some good time, and I'm looking forward to going back in the near future.
Now, how are you going to divide your time? Are you going to be, I assume, mostly in Irvine?
This is a very difficult question you asked me, and my community are asking me the same question. Since we came to the United States, me and my family members here, including my father and my other brothers, we built several Islamic institutions in California and Michigan. And really, it is hard to relinquish all this work and go back to Iraq. So we are divided between going back to participate in the rebuilding of the new country there and staying here and continuing our work that we are doing. I really don't have a clear answer to that. It depends on what will happen in Iraq. Are we going to have a real democracy in Iraq, which really deserves someone to be there and help, or not, probably? But we are also attached to this country. We learned a great deal of freedom, tolerance, even democracy in this country. We enjoyed living here. We enjoyed the job we did for our faith and our community here, for our cause. And it's really hard to relinquish all these things and go back. So I think I will divide my time between Iraq and the United States.
What about your children?
I have four children. Two of them were born here. The oldest one, he goes to university, UC Irvine. He doesn't want to go to Iraq because he was not born in Iraq. In fact, he was born outside Iraq when we left. We fled the country in 1971. They don't have that sort of attachment to Iraq. They did not live there. They don't know the culture there. So this is also one of the big problems that we Iraqis who live in exile are facing. You know, the parents, they'd like to go. The children, they want to stay abroad. I don't know how to tackle this problem, honestly. But they'd love to come and see the country at least, maybe stay there for a couple months or for 3 months to learn the language, to, you know, meet with the people, to see the rest of their relatives there.
Mm-hmm. But for them, and we'll get to politics in a minute, but for them, it's really, in I guess that American sense, it's the old country.
It is the old country. Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a culture which they have no familiarity with it. They did not live through it. And I assume it will be extremely hard for them to go back and face a new, totally new culture and new customs and traditions.
Hmm. Well, we have a couple of minutes left for politics anyway. I know you're in Washington to participate in a conference about the domestic and international affairs of the Muslim community. What are Iraqi exiles in America doing about the situation?
Most of them are really helping. Some of them, they are already back to Iraq. Some of the professionals, such as physicians, doctors, are sending medicine. Some of them are willing to go back and be part of this group of reconstruction, the new country. Some of them are planning to start new businesses to help their fellow citizens in Iraq. So I would say almost all the Iraqis are somehow involved in some sort of activities to help their countrymen in Iraq.
Just 1 minute to answer a difficult question that many Americans find just hard to answer, and that is, how is it Iraq going to be able to reconcile, you spoke of your hopes for democracy, to reconcile the role of religion in everyday life and the degree to which religion in many Islamic societies controls much of everyday life, and democracy? Is there going to be a division of church and state?
This is also would depend on what will happen in the future. This is a very hard question you asked me here. There is a lot of debate going on between the Iraqis. Some of them, they'd love to see a much greater role for religion in everyday life. Others, they don't want to see that. They lived in the West. They learned about the democracy here and the importance of separating the two from each other. I think it will take a long time. This is not something that we are going to see over the next few months. I think it will take some years, and then it will reconcile somehow. But I believe that religion will play an important role in the life of the Iraqis.
One of the many things we're learning is that Iraq is a very complicated place, and we will have to wait some time before we get answers to many questions. But Imam, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure.
And telling us about your trip.
Sure, thank you very much.
Imam Syed Mustafa Al-Kazwini, we normally speak to him by phone from Irvine, California, with us here in Studio 3A. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.